Need your daily fix on mixed martial arts.
We're kind of recap Bellator 155.
From UFC 198.
Who's who.
Kind of a controversial decision.
And who's not.
I couldn't figure out why, and then it hit me.
Well, don't you fret, because Golden State Media Concepts got you covered. Get your daily dose of MMA podcast. Everything from the UFC, Bellator Fighting Championships, Extreme Cage Fighting, Invicta Fighting Championships, and so much more. Join us as we talk about some of the biggest names in mixed martial arts. We've got you covered here on Golden State Media Concepts MMA Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the GSMC MMA podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. My name is Sarah and I am Tate's sometimes co-host on this show, his usual co-host on the Women's MMA podcast. I am just introducing this show today. Tate and Jesse, who is one of our other podcast hosts, sat down to talk about Floyd Mayweather possibly fighting in the UFC. Then as they were doing that episode, we had breaking news about Conor McGregor. So the two sat down to actually talk about that on one of the shows that Jesse hosts, the GSMC Sports Podcast. And we've included that segment here as well as their segment on Floyd Mayweather. Without further ado, here are Tate and Jesse.
Conor McGregor might be a crazy person, crazy enough to where I had to have Tate come in to talk. He's the big MMA guy.
How y'all doing?
Host of the GSMC MMA podcast, pretty much the big dog show of it all. And I came in here earlier and I asked Tate if he saw what happened. He didn't. I showed him and it's like, is Conor McGregor like a crazy person? Like, what's going on here?
So, to recap, Conor McGregor, it's UFC 223, which is a big event, in which Conor McGregor has had his title stripped, and the winner of the Tony Ferguson versus Khabib Nurmagomedov will be the new champion. Well, Conor wasn't even supposed to be at this event, but apparently after the press conference leading into the event, which is going to be this weekend, the bus comes in to drop off all the fighters for the event. And surprise, surprise, Conor McGregor and his entourage is waiting for the bus. And Conor has lost his mind.
Yeah, it's just like, because I saw the video earlier before I came in, and I was watching it, like I mentioned to you earlier, I kind of thought like, maybe this was like staged or something, because I feel like if you're Conor McGregor, obviously you're the biggest name in the UFC, correct?
Without question.
Yeah. So if you're like, you got that kind of star power, I don't understand how, like, I can't put two and two together. Like, this isn't like you're an adult. That's what it is. You're an adult.
And so for people who haven't seen this, there's actual video of this. This is TMZ where I saw the video where Conor McGregor and his entourage are literally attacking the bus by throwing chairs and trash cans. And there's video of Conor throwing a trash can at the bus, trying to throw a guardrail at the bus, shattering the windows on the bus, to the point where they actually cause injuries to some of the people on the bus. Michael Chiesa, who is going to be fighting on the undercard, the way I understand it, actually has his faces cut. They don't know if he's going to be able to fight this event. There is some talk that Rose Namajunas might have gotten cut as well. It's a crazy situation, and officially the NYPD has now involved, and there is a warrant for Conor McGregor's arrest. Just hearing those words, Conor McGregor, there is a warrant for his arrest, and they are looking for Conor McGregor to bring him in. Arden Lobar, which is Conor McGregor's training partner, who was also supposed to be fighting on this undercard, has been removed from the card. He should have been removed from the card a couple of days ago when he confronted Khabib Nurmagomedov in the lobby. But he there was an altercation with Arden Lobar and Khabib a couple of days ago, in which that had to be broken up. And then Arden is actually a part of the attacking of the bus with guardrails and trash cans. And the fact that windows were the front of the bus window was bust out, the back window was bust out, and Michael Chiesa has a cut on his face, and possibly Rose Namajunas has a cut on her face, is just not acceptable.
Yeah, it's just basically in simple terms, isn't it just like vandalism and assault pretty much?
Definitely, without question, this is premeditated assault.
Yeah, maybe you could fill me in on here, obviously, because you're the big UFC guy. Like, what is Conor's problem? And again, we're probably going to find out more as the day goes on, because this story's still pretty fresh, I guess you could say. But it's just, is Conor's problem that they're taking the belt away from him? Does he have, like, some other problem with Khabib? I just don't understand, like, the whole big thing with this. Like, why?
Okay. Ever since this Mayweather fight, I feel like Conor has lost his mind. And he's not the same Conor any longer. You have a situation where... at a Bellator event, one of his friends was fighting. He jumps over the cage, jumps into the middle of the ring. The referee tries to get him out. He gets mad at the referee. He tries to fight the referee. They get him out of the cage. Apparently, he hits or slaps an official, in which he got reprimanded for that. And then there's been other incidences as well. And now you go to this. It's like Conor has kind of the rails have kind of fallen off here. You know what I mean? He's just kind of out of control.
Yeah, because it's like when I remember when Conor was like a budding star, like starting to come up in the UFC. I remember the story was a guy who pretty much came from nothing in Ireland, wasn't really making too much money. Now he's this big superstar coming from the bottom. And I think now it might be one of those things where the guy has so much money he doesn't really know how to act anymore, or just pretty much it's one of those.
And I don't know if it's one of those things where, you know, this fight is now the fight that's going to take place between Khabib and oh my God, this whole Conor McGregor thing has got me so confused.
Max Holloway.
Max Holloway. I couldn't even think of Max Holloway's name today. Will be for the two titles that Conor McGregor once held. The fact is, Conor McGregor has won both titles, held them both, but has never defended them, and he has been stripped from both titles. And for that matter, people don't realize this. Conor's been stripped from his last four titles for not defending them. So I don't know if it's he's upset because that it's going to be, you know, if Max Holloway wins, he actually becomes a two belt champion like Conor McGregor. But the big difference is Max Holloway has intentions on possibly defending both titles. Is it because Khabib is taking the luster from him? Because let me tell you this, a star is born. Khabib Nurmagomedov is becoming as big as Conor McGregor, and he's the real deal. And it's bad to, you know, I'll just say it flat out. He's actually better. In my opinion, he's actually better. I don't think Conor stands a good shot at beating Khabib. I don't think he can beat him. And sometimes if you have doubt in your mind that you can't beat a fighter, one of the things that tends to happen is a fighter tends to get extra animated to kind of show their toughness because it has to hide their fear. And this could be one of those cases. What do you think?
I think that's probably what it is right there. I kind of, when you brought up the the fighter thinks he can't beat him, so he gets a little bit animated. It's kind of like the Rams, like the real actual animal Rams. The way they'll assert their dominance is with the horns, and they'll go ramming at each other. That's kind of what Conor McGregor is doing right here, trying to ram his horns against Khabib, but I don't think you really want to do it, because you were showing me Khabib footage.
He's wrestling bears.
Yeah.
this invincible Russian force who came up as a kid wrestling bears to prepare and wrestling grown men is now, you know, 10 years of just dominating and annihilating fighters. Khabib is someone to fear. I mean, Khabib trains and practices with the light heavyweight champion of the world and holds his own. Khabib wrestles at a 155, maybe it is, 155. And he wrestles on a regular basis with guys that are at heavyweight weight. He gets to wrestle with Daniel Cormier on a regular basis. And Daniel has mentioned many a times he holds his own very well.
Yeah, and with the whole going back to the whole like this whole incident with Conor McGregor, it's kind of like, I think it was Dana White the other day, I think it was at a press conference saying that Conor McGregor was going to be back this year, I think, later in September.
Now, I wouldn't allow it. I would not. If I was Dana, I would suspend him.
Yeah, that's actually what I was going to get. What's next for McGregor? Like, you said suspend him. Maybe, like, they do a suspension, or maybe they just, you know, like, cut their ties with McGregor as far as the UFC and him go. Like, what do you think is the next step for this? Because, like I said, this is, like, just a very odd situation that's kind of transpired.
Okay, first off, what they should do and what they will do is two very different things. Conor is their biggest star. Conor is the guy that brings the most butts to the seats, the most pay-per-views. He's their biggest star.
Check out the show built around the women of MMA. From the UFC to the extreme cage fighting, we got the fights covered.
Listen.
It's the Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast. The latest news of upcoming fights, discussions of previous matches. Join us as we talk to and about the biggest names in women's mixed martial arts, past, present, and future. When it's the women's fight game, you know where to listen to. The Golden State Media Concepts Women's MMA Podcast.
When you say what do you think? What should they do? In my personal opinion, he should be suspended indefinitely. And I'm a fan of Conor McGregor. He's one of my favorite fighters. I think he should be minimum of a year suspension. That's off the top. I mean, the video doesn't lie. I mean, it's just there. It's very obvious it's Conor McGregor. So I would suspend him for a year straight off. But as far as, you know, suspended him and toss him out of UFC, there is no way whatsoever it will ever, ever happen. The UFC couldn't recover from having Conor McGregor just say, okay, Conor, you're done. Bellator, Ryzen, ONE FC, they would all line up to give him as much money as he could stand up to come fight for him.
Yeah.
So the UFC is never going to let him go. As a matter of fact, I don't see any way possible that the UFC suspends him any, you know, real suspension. Conor wants to come back and fight in September. Don't be surprised. If you're going to ask what I think the UFC is going to do, I could easily see the UFC just give him an artificial suspension. Just say, like, he's suspended for 6 months. Okay. Well, it's April. And there's May, and then there's June, July, August. Guess what? His suspension's over in September. He's able to come back and fight right when he wants to. The UFC is going to just slap him on the wrist. I just don't see any. He's the biggest star. He's the biggest moneymaker. Mark my words, they are not going to cause. And the biggest threat he has is the NYPD arresting him. And right now, with the arrest warrant, the plane that Conor McGregor has, he is not allowed to leave, cannot leave the tarmac at all.
Yeah, with McGregor in the restaurant. I feel like this is going to be one of those situations where he's a big superstar. I don't think he really does any jail time, but, I mean, what did you say the guy who got his face cut?
Michael Chiesa.
I bet you that guy's going to be suing McGregor and is going to be getting a nice little pretty penny from him or something especially if he doesn't fight, too, I think.
Right, Michael Chiesa is a very good fighter. If he misses this pay-per-view event, that's unacceptable. But I think, and I'm not one for to have one fighter sue another fighter. And a lot of times fighters go by kind of a code where they handle things on their own. Mm-hmm. This is one case where as you're riding on the bus coming back from a UFC press event on a UFC bus, and one of your fighters who is not even thought of to be in the country starts throwing chairs and trash cans and guardrails at the bus to the point where it shatters the windows in the front of the bus, back of the bus, and causes damage to some of your fighters. Yeah, there should be a lawsuit there.
Yeah,
matter of fact, don't be surprised I hate to say this. Don't be surprised if Michael Chiesa doesn't sue Conor McGregor and the UFC.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense there. It's kind of like, this is like one of those WWE situations where it's just kind of,
Choreographed, WWE event. Doesn't it seem that way?
Yeah, that's why I was thinking, there's no way this could be happening. There's no way a grown man, just with a brain in between his two ears can go out and say, you know what, this is a good idea. Or maybe it's just a matter of, because you said, talked about the whole Bellator thing where he jumped over the fence and slapped the referee. I think it was. Maybe it's just a matter of he's gotten a slap on the wrist way too long, so maybe he feels like nothing's going to happen to me just because of how big I am.
He comes off of a fight where, getting carried, I'm going to say it, he got carried, and then he lost. And when you get carried and you get lost, you become a bigger star and you get like $100 to $150 million. When you lose, you still win. It makes you feel probably a little bulletproof.
Yeah, even with talking about that, Floyd Mayweather's got to be thinking, I did all this right here. I made McGregor as big as he is now. And that's one thing, too. Obviously, this is kind of like a side note to it all, but there was the whole maybe Floyd comes to the UFC, fights McGregor, crosses over. That's pretty much at least dead for this year, maybe completely. No.
Oh, absolutely not. I'd say the polar opposite now. This makes this is the PR to end all PR for that fight. I think it sets things up properly now, because you're now, this isn't just UFC news. This isn't just GSMC sports news or ESPN or Fox Sports news. This is TMZ. This is CNN. This is MSNBC. This is world news. This will get PR everywhere. You set up Floyd Mayweather versus Conor McGregor, and now Floyd may be able to, with the press that this has brought on, Floyd, you could get enough. That's going to get enough eyes on this event to give Floyd enough money to do what he wants, and that is ultimately make money on a fight that can't hurt his legacy.
Yeah, that's true. Any publicity is good publicity, I guess you could say, at least for this one.
Look at the Kardashians. Look at Jersey Shore. Look at Conor McGregor.
Yeah, all very wild characters and all very big superstars in just the world, I guess you could say. But yeah, just a very odd situation that's kind of transpired. I mean, we started off this week with Tony Ferguson with the freak knee accident that happened.
That one shocked me big time. When you have the fight scheduled five times, and weird incident after weird incidents where they just do not fight. This is the biggest fight next to Conor McGregor that you could have, and it gets scheduled. Both fighters are really serious about having this fight, and just the weirdest situation happens. Even this last injury where you have a situation where Tony Ferguson is at a UFC press event. He's promoting the UFC 223 event. He comes on stage, trips over a cable that a guy was supposed to move, trips, rips his LCL, right?
Yeah, I think some type of ligament in his knee.
It rips
like
a ligament off the bone. So he to the point where it's going to be a minimum a year injury, and the fight doesn't happen again. As a matter of fact, don't be shocked. I hate to say this. When you know, Tony Ferguson is an older fighter, taking a year or longer off for a major knee injury and surgery, he may never be the same again just because someone didn't pick up a cable.
Yeah, and like the cherry on top of it all was that this happened on April Fool's. I remember seeing all the news come out. I was like, you know, because we talked with the Lions.
Oh, I thought, yes, I thought it was a joke.
Yeah, I was reading it and I was like, there's like, wait, he stepped on a cable or tripped over a cable and ripped his knee apart. Like, this is the ultimate April Fool's thing. Like, this wasn't a training injury, anything like that. And then it's like, no, this is real. This is very real. It's just ridiculous.
And now see, here's the funny thing. That was just the frosting on the cake. That was the big media event. Holy crap, Khabib and Tony Ferguson, they can't fight for the fifth time. Oh, here we go. We'll bring in another champ, Max Holloway, to fight Khabib for the title that they're stripping from Conor McGregor, their biggest star. And then their biggest star shows up where he's supposed to be in another country across the Atlantic, shows up, surprise, attacks the bus, busts the windows out of the bus, cuts Michael Chiesa's head, maybe even cuts Rose Namajunas. This is crazy. You can't write this. This is if this was a WWE event, I'd say this is getting a little too much.
Yeah.
Am I right? This is a little too much.
I was just thinking right now, whatever PR firm is working for the UFC right now is putting in some real hours just dealing with this entire week. It's just like you said, it's like,
oh no, I disagree. I give the PR firm the week off. It's like, this stuff is writing itself.
Yeah, that's
we
true.
Don't need you this week. Just take the rest of this week off. Conor, Khabib, it's just all in the wash here. Just let them have a blast.
Yeah, I think eventually we got to see that Conor versus Khabib fight. That would be quite the moneymaker after just everything that's gone on so far.
And I tell you what, for those who haven't you know, may not follow UFC, Max Holloway is on a 12-fight winning streak and has been really just annihilating fighters. And then you have Khabib, who is on a 25-fight winning streak, has fought from bears to adult men when he was a little boy. The UFC has yet to put anyone in the ring that has been able to give him a challenge. He has annihilated everyone. This is a fight worth watching. If you're new to the UFC and you're saying to me, hey, Tate, what fight should I watch? What fight should I wait for to be my first event? This would be that event.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be tuning into this fight, too. I just want to see, because you've been talking about the dominance of Khabib. We watched his last fight with Michael Johnson earlier, and the guy was just poor Michael Johnson. It was almost, you hear Joe Rogan talking, and it's just kind of like, he's watching, he's like thinking, this is sad, just by the way he's talking, just because of the fact that he's taking such a beating.
Khabib just makes great fighters look bad. And, and here's the funny thing about this, tying Conor McGregor into this thing. The last time Max Holloway lost was to Conor McGregor, and it was a closer fight. It was probably one of the toughest fights that, other than Diaz, that Conor McGregor has had. So that's his last fight. Max Holloway was super young then. Max Holloway is a much better fighter now, and now he's fighting Khabib. This is a kind of a great fight to determine, you know, and the winner's going to get Conor, because if Max Holloway wins, he has both titles that Conor was stripped from, and Conor wants his belts back. If Khabib's win, Khabib becomes a mega star. He's already moving the needle. You're looking at Conor's a star of Ireland with, you know, 25-30 million people. Khabib is a star in Russia with like 200 million, 150 million people. Both are stars in the U.S. and Conor's helping Khabib build his brand. Both of these guys are going to get with, and Rustin, they call it like a rub. Both of these guys are going to get a big boost just from this crazy press release.
Yeah.
I mean, press incident, not release, press incident.
I'm sure we are going to get a press release soon. That's pretty much detailing it all, but yeah, just a weird situation that's gone on. Like I said, this is all just very fresh stuff. I mean, Conor McGregor hasn't even talked to the NYPD, I'm sure of it, as we're recording this, but yeah, I just wanted to have Tate on today, get his thoughts about the whole situation. Like I said, he is the big MMA guy, host of the GSMC MMA podcast, so thanks for coming on today. It was actually fun talking about it. Just really, just,
I wasn't prepared to be talking about this. I was planning on doing a UFC 223 event show. Didn't think I'd be doing it on the GSMC sports show.
Yeah, I just wanted to pick your brain, just get your thoughts about it all. But yeah, thanks for coming on again. So that's actually going to wrap it up for this segment.
This is your ultimate stop for everything sports. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Should I say more? From the NFL, MLB, the NBA, to MMA. It's all in here. The Golden State Media Concepts Sports Podcast. Listen now.
All right, now, thank you for tuning in to the GSMC MMA podcast, brought to you by the GSMC Podcast Network. As usual, I'm your host, Tate, and one of the things I always ask when listening to the show is, if you're enjoying the show, please always remember to go to iTunes, always write a nice review, and subscribe to the show. We also got a nice little treat here today because we also have Jesse Tapia, host of the GSMC Football Podcast, who is also a big sports fan and also a big boxing fan. And that's hence the reason why we're bringing Jesse in. How you doing there, Jesse?
Doing pretty well today.
All right. So you're the host of the GSMC Football Podcast. And there's a lot of stuff going on in football with the draft and everything. So who do you think is going to be number one in the draft this year?
I'm going to go with Sam Darnold. Seems like that's kind of like the consensus number one pick, I guess, from everyone else, from like the little draft analysts. And then like people like talking about how they talk to GMs and stuff like that. Pretty much seems like that's the guy.
Now, you don't think that the Browns may actually trade out of that spot?
I don't think there's any way they do that.
I don't think so either. I think the Browns need a quarterback. They have Tyrod Taylor, but who knows? I don't think they're really committed to Tyrod long term. So I could definitely see them drafting a quarterback. But the reason why I brought you on here is because I know you're a big boxing fan, more Canelo Alvarez fan. Or is that Oscar De La Hoya fan?
I am the farthest thing from a De La Hoya fan. I do not like De La Hoya. My whole family, they've been a big De La Hoya fan, but for some reason, just never been a fan of his.
Why do you not like De La Hoya? One of the all-time greats.
Maybe it's just because he's, like, I guess, so universally loved, so I feel like I have to be the guy that goes against it, you know?
Okay, so if you're saying, if you don't like the university love fighter, what about the universally hated fighter? Floyd Mayweather. Are you a fan of Mayweather?
Oh yeah, I'm a huge fan of Floyd Mayweather.
So you hate the ones that everyone likes and loves the one everyone hates.
Yeah, actually, because I'm not a big fan of Pacquiao either, and that's more of a universally loved fighter too.
Now, I'm a big Floyd Mayweather fan. I'm actually a Pacquiao fan too. I used to go see them fight, and I know some people that are related to Floyd and have been around Floyd, so I've always been a big Floyd fan. But what is your thoughts on this, on, you know, the video that was released a few weeks ago of him going into the octagon, which it's turned out to be more of a viral, more of an advertisement than anything. But do you think he's serious about going to the UFC?
I think that, like you said, it's kind of like a whole viral marketing type thing, releasing his videos and all that, but I think as far as him being serious, I mean, it's kind of like, Yeah, it's the viral marketing, but if, say, Dana White was to come out and say, or offer Floyd, I guess, $500 million.
Because that's the talk, is $500 million to a billion.
It's like, yeah, he's probably thinking, oh, yeah, this is all for fun, just to get some marketing out. But it's like, maybe if you slip that paycheck over and maybe made me think about it, it could be possible. That's what I think it is right now.
Now, you know, and I know a lot of people are kind of dismissing it. But when you're talking about a situation where you're talking about 500 for one fight to $1 billion or you know, at least close to $1 billion or $750 million for someone to go into the UFC, it's not going to hurt his legacy. He's still going to be 50-0. That is a very tempting carrot. Do you agree?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Like, it's like the thing you said with his legacy. It's like, no one, if, let's say Floyd, like, this whole thing was to happen. Dana White offers him some money. Floyd says, you know what? Yeah, let's do it. It's not like Floyd going in there and he loses. People are going to be like, oh, well, Floyd's not as good as we thought. That's not going to be the case at all. It's going to be more so, I feel, people just watching the fight, maybe to see Floyd lose something for the first time ever, I guess, since, what, he was a Junior Olympics or something like that.
Right. Now, see, I think where most MMA experts are saying they're not giving it any legs at all, I'm actually starting to think that it does have legs. And the reason why that is number one, I don't like to talk about other fighters and other people's money, but Floyd is a businessman. And a lot of people talk about how Floyd spends money, but Floyd likes to make money. And you take a situation where he can look at it and say, you know, the number of zeros in this deal, like we said, we're approaching close to $500 million. And then you take an account and you think about, like, Muhammad Ali when he fought Inoki. Did that hurt Muhammad Ali's legacy at all?
No, I'm pretty young, but I don't believe it ever did.
No, it never did. And Muhammad Ali did not look good during that fight at all, not in my opinion. Well, to anyone's opinion. If you go back and go to YouTube and you actually watch that fight, it wasn't the most enjoyable fight, but it didn't destroy Floyd's legacy. It's a fight where you can pick up is it more than a crap load of money, and it doesn't hurt your legacy. He's still going to be considered at least the greatest defensive fighter in history, but you know, or arguably the greatest fighter in history. I don't think it hurts his legacy, but first off, you don't think it hurts his legacy either then, right?
Not one bit.
Do you think he's serious about getting in the ring?
I think it goes back to like what I said. He's probably just doing this all for marketing, but if you throw the right paycheck in front of him, then yeah, he'd be serious about it. Because like you said, Floyd's a businessman, but I feel before anything.
Because let me tell you, I would fight Floyd, Conor McGregor, and John Jones at the same time. Throw in Cormier in between rounds for that kind of money. I just want you to know that straight out.
You could probably throw me in there with Mighty Mouse. That's more so my weight class right there. But
So you're saying for the right amount, we can set up that Mighty Mouse fight going on with you?
Yeah, but I think it might have to be more than $500 million.
I don't think you'll live.
I think, and
I mean no harm, but you are a very small guy. You're not a combat kind of guy.
See, that's why I need more than $500 million, just because I think I will be able to survive. Maybe I get submitted or he knocks me out, but that way I have a little bit of more money to cover the hospital bills. And after that,
so you're saying you're going to need an extra $200 million just for medical expenses?
Mighty Mouse is it's not the guy who's getting paid in the UFC, but he's been dominating for a while. And like I said, I have really no MMA experience whatsoever.
That's right. No, you don't. Speaking of no MMA experience and going back to Floyd, they talk about, you know, him going to, he talks about going to, he's going to start training with Tyron Woodley. He talks about, you know, his wrestling skill being about a 7 right now. I don't think Floyd realizes that his wrestling, his grading scale for his wrestling skills, I think he's counting maybe like middle school wrestling and where he was at then, but I don't think he's not talking, you know, when he says he's a seven, that may be a seven against normal people. But he's going to, if he gets in a ring in a UFC ring, you're going to be talking about world class wrestlers, Brazilian jiu-jitsu, guys in judo. And, you know, when he says he's a seven, I say he's more like a negative. I haven't seen Floyd wrestle or anything, but if I was going to go with my own GSMC Vegas odd predictions on where his wrestling would be at, where do you give it? First, I'm going to get your prediction. Where do you say his wrestling skill is at right now?
If we're comparing it to these professional MMA fighters, the guys who have been doing it for years on top of years on top of years, then he's probably about maybe a negative two.
See, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was going to say a negative five. I've competed in martial arts and judo tournaments and jiu-jitsu tournaments. I did it for years. And I did it for a better part of 10 years. And if I got in a ring with, let's say, a Daniel Cormier or even Stipe, which isn't, you know, the greatest, and Stipe's a great wrestler, but he's not Olympic caliber, they'd mop me up. Mm-hmm. And I'm a guy who's done it for, I did it for 10 years, maybe longer. You cannot go from being, and I know Tyrone Woodley said it takes him about 3 months. Yes, Floyd is a world-class athlete, but there's things that you have to learn, and you have to condition your body, that Floyd's going to have to use muscles he's never used in his life. Angles. I mean, when you're on your back, everything is different. It's everything feels different. Your strength is different. And I don't see Floyd being prepared for that. Do you agree?
Yeah, it's just like these guys, like, it goes back to me saying these guys have been doing it for years on top of years on top of years. I mean, maybe, like you said, like Floyd is a world-class athlete, and maybe somehow, some way he'd be able to maybe pick up like a fraction of what he really needs to know in like 3 months. But it's just a matter of he's not going to stand any chance against any of these fighters.
Not on the ground, he wouldn't. Then you look at, like, everyone makes fun of CM Punk and how he got annihilated by Mickey Gall. But I want you to look at CM Punk was a WWE wrestler, which doesn't count him in the combat world, but it definitely counts him as an athlete. Do you agree?
Yeah.
You have to be an athlete to do the things you do in the WWE. And then he took an entire year to prepare for that fight, and he just got annihilated on the ground. Let's give Floyd benefit of the doubt that he's a higher caliber guy. He's twice as good as CM Punk is. CM Punk training for a year is half as good as Floyd's going to be. Even if you doubled up what Mickey Gall did to him, Floyd's in deep trouble.
Yeah.
Not to mention your body got to be conditioned to take shots. You can't be a defensive fighter in the UFC. That cage does not give. It's a tough situation to make an adjustment and think you're going to be able to do that in 3 to 6 months.
Yeah, there's no way. It's just Floyd being out there, like I've been saying before, it'd be like one of those charity exhibition matches, okay? It's like, let's give the fans like something entertaining to watch, but we know we're not taking it serious or no one's really going
to
get hurt.
And honestly, to save face, I would do the fight and I'd get my money, but I would also say that I'd make it a charity kind of spin on it so that when history looks back on this fight, it's just what you said. It's a charity event. That a portion, you don't even have to determine what that portion is, a portion of the gate goes to a particular charity. So it makes it seem like it's a grab. Because if Floyd goes in there and pulls a James Toney and gets mopped up and embarrassed, you know, he can always fall back that, you know, we had some fun. We raised money for charity. It all went for a good cause, and just leave it at that. Do you agree?
Yeah, and even with that, I mean, obviously Floyd isn't the most liked person in, I guess, the sports world. So I guess a charity spin would be a pretty nice, I guess, to like add a little something to its image also on top of making a lot of money.
This is one of the things, well, I'm going to get sidetracked because we're going to wrap this up in just a second here. But one of the things that people do not know about Floyd, and because I'm a Floyd fan, is Floyd does a lot of charity work. He He donates a lot of money and a lot of items to a lot of kids in inner cities that doesn't get the press. But he is a guy that is very pro, you know, charity and giving back. And one, I think it'd be a good move because, you know, this is a very where most of his charitable work never gets covered. This would get covered.
Yeah.
So
I got one more question.
All right, go right ahead.
You mentioned CM Punk earlier. Let's say we give Floyd a year to train and all that. You think Floyd could take out a guy like CM Punk?
Oh, well, now, wait a minute. All right, now, I'm going to push rewind and everything on here. I think, Floyd would whoop CM Punk right now.
In an MMA style fight.
Well, it would be a dangerous fight for Floyd. And that's one of the things that was brought up is the fact that maybe they put him in the ring with like a CM Punk.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why it's a dangerous fight for Floyd would be CM Punk has been training MMA for 2 years now. And I think a lot of people are going to be very shocked when CM Punk has his next fight, the amount that he has advanced.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be much tougher than he was against Mickey Gall. Now, if you took a situation where Floyd trains 3 to 6 months, just Floyd's skills and what he's picked up, he could handle a CM Punk. But he can't handle a Diaz or even a Conor McGregor. And Conor, his ground game is suspect at best. But he can't handle... I don't think he can handle anyone like that.
Yeah, that's true. And you mentioned Diaz. Those press conferences would be mighty good
to watch. Oh, goodness gracious. The Diaz, Floyd Mayweather.
I would definitely tune in for those.
I would move to Las Vegas, and I'd just follow him around. Anything dealing with those two. That one would never happen, but I like the way you're thinking.
Yeah.
All right. That concludes our kind of discussion about Floyd Mayweather.
So there you have it. Jesse and Tate, hosts of the GSMC MMA podcast and the GSMC Sports podcast, among others, sitting down together to talk about Floyd Mayweather and then the big news that broke today about Conor McGregor. They had a few other things they were going to cover, but with the breaking news, decided to cover that instead. So tune in next time. Tate will be talking about more UFC news, things that are going on. We've got big fights coming up, so stay tuned for Tate's take on those fights. You've been listening to the GSMC MMA podcast. Hope you have a great day.
You've been listening to the Golden State Media Concepts MMA podcast, part of the Golden State Media Concepts podcast network. You can find this show and others like it at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Download our podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, and Google Play. Just type in GSMC to find all the shows from the Golden State Media Concepts podcast network. From movies to music, from sports to entertainment, and even weird news. You can also follow us on Twitter and on Facebook. Thank you, and we hope you have enjoyed today's program.